No, I just have a more academic interest. It turns out that the TPACs and the Nell 91s are exactly the same.
Roger, understand.
Yeah, Don, what I was going to say is that the TPACs on the shaft are within, you know, the readability of the disking. The trunnion then seems to be off by about 200, which I think is a pretty fine agreement. And for the interest of some of those people who are talking about these optics and whether they drift or not, if you can watch 1691 right now, you'll find that I'm in mode is manual, and I'm in direct, and you can watch them drift slowly, and that's low rate. I'll go to resolve, and they drift at approximately the same rate. So there seems to be some question about that earlier. I thought some of the guys in the back might be interested in that.
Roger, copy. Thank you. Cash, for your information, although we had you go ahead and load EMP-509 prior to the P-52, it was not absolutely necessary at that point because you did this P-52 under SCS control. And anytime you're under SCS control, that TVC relay is not enabled. So you really don't have the problem. There's no way the glitch can get to you. We had to have the EMP-509 loaded eventually, so we figured we'd go ahead and let you get it in now.
Okay. I understand that. Thank you very much.
Right.
But with all this stuff over the next few days, it wouldn't hurt to keep a list of those things down there and kind of stay with me on these things, make sure I don't get one on the house thing.
Roger. We'll follow you.